Welcome to the Guilin Airport and day 5 of the China Alive.
The best thing about China Alive is screaming at the top of my lungs while rock climbing.
Throwing mud at people in the mud cave.
Having a water fight during river trekking.
Spending free time on West Street.
We're trying to trade seats on the airplane because we want to sit with specific people.
Are you having any luck with that?
Not really. We had a few.
My favorite part of China Alive was the mud cave, because that was very fun and challenging, and I took many risks from it, and I found out that I could actually do better than what I thought I did. And at the end, the mud cave, I found that very fun because you get all dirty, and it's really fun.
The best thing about China Alive was the rock climbing, because I got to use my hands and I got to climb a mountain, which is really cool.
I like the mud cave, and it was the best event on China Alive because I got to cover Songxin, Fergus, Steve, Jiho, and Ixin with mud.
Bike riding in the rain because it was more thrilling and adventurous.
The mud cave because it was very muddy and it was the first time I've ever gone in one.
The best part of the China Alive was the free time because I can hang out with everyone who I like in the West Street.
Right now I'm really tired because we had to wake up at 6 to go to the airport, but overall this week has been really fun.
It was awesome.
I really like rock climbing because it was fun and exciting, and I got over my fear of heights.
I love waking up to come to the airport really early. Just joking.
I like the long bus ride. Yeah, I'm joking too.
I don't want to say anything because I'm too tired of China Alive.
Did you have a great time?
Yes.
So what was the best part of China Alive?
The mud cave. Because it was fun splashing mud around.
Yeah, I like the mud cave too.
The hotel was fun because there was a lot of prank calling, and the person who gets prank called never knows who you are.
Yeah, and the prank calling is very fun.
Well, yesterday I also got a prank call. And then I was really scared, but then I turned around and did the same thing to Jeannie and Clara. It was fun.
I can't talk right now because I'm too busy showing my friends how to play a card game at the airport.
After a long week of China Alive, I just want to go home and sleep.
So this is the end of China Alive.